Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, it's EJ Becker and Ellen Schenck, and thanks for checking us out here at KMBZ.com. Today, our person of the week, an update to one of our favorites, a very, very special little boy.
I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home.
Our person of the week hits a milestone, quite literally a lifetime in the making. A miracle to start off your Labor Day weekend.
My kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
With us on the news line this morning is the father of our youngest person of the week ever. Chuck Palmer is the father of little Jack, whose progress we've been following since before he had a heart-lung transplant a few months ago. Chuck, good morning.
Good morning.
Chuck, where did you and Tiffany and baby Jack wake up this morning?
We are back in Kansas City. After a long journey, we finally had the green light yesterday morning that we could return to Kansas City as one family.
Jack has always been on the campus of St. Louis Children's Hospital. This is the first time he's ever been in his own bed in his own home.
Yep. Since January 16th, he has been in St. Louis. And, you know, we got discharged almost 4 weeks ago. We had to stay local in St. Louis, but the pulmonology and cardiology team said we could go ahead and come back to Kansas City and start moving some of our appointments back to Children's Mercy in Kansas City. And then we'll do our follow-up care for the transplant here in St. Louis.
Chuck, talk a little bit about the hurdles that you've had to overcome to get to this point.
Oh, there were days that we didn't know if Jack would ever make it. February 2nd, we actually met with the donor network team to see if Jack could potentially be a donor himself. He was so sick. And what Jack always continued to do was overcome and show people that he was strong enough and overcame those hurdles. We didn't know if he would ever make it to the heart-lung transplant list, and sure enough, he did. We waited it out, and we had a great set of organs, a family that was willing to give Jack the ultimate gift ever, and it's amazing. We've been waiting for this day for a long time.
It is quite literally a miracle, Chuck.
The other night, my wife and I were talking that September 6th was when we had our first appointment there at St. Luke's in Kansas City, where it was our 20-week ultrasound, and that's where they diagnosed his heart having a defect, and it's been a roller coaster ride since. So here we are nearly a year later, home in our own beds and under one roof as a family.
You said roller coaster, and that's exactly what I was thinking. What a ride of emotions you and your family have endured to get to this point.
It's been crazy. We can't thank everybody enough, though, for the prayers and support along this journey. Since day one, Tiffany and I decided that we were going to share our story, trying to keep everybody updated on Jack's progress and appointments and things like that was going to be difficult. So we leaned social media. We started a Facebook page where people could follow along with Jack. It's amazing the outpour of support from people, not just locally, but across the country and across the world for Jack.
As EJ and I both know, having some experience with transplants, it's not just you put in a couple of new parts and everything's good to go. What will be normal for Jack in the future, and what things will be different?
You know, he is the youngest heart-lung transplant ever in the country. So, unfortunately, they don't have a lot of statistics or things that they could tell us of how they picture Jack in the future. But they, right now, feel like he will be a normal child as he continues to grow. Unfortunately, just having a transplant isn't a fix-all. We will have to make sure that he stays cure of any illnesses. Those things can hamper his prognosis, and he will be on rejection medications the rest of his life. So it's not over from here, and he has a long battle to keep these organs in tip-top shape.
Chuck, we thank you for sharing your story with us over the course of most of this year so far, and we are absolutely thrilled that you and Tiffany and Jack are at home. We're going to keep up with you as we go forward, but our prayers stay with you. God bless you all, and welcome home.
EJ and Ellen, we thank you guys very much. We thank all the listeners that have reached out and prayed about us, thought about Jack, and supported us along this journey.
Chuck and Tiffany Palmer and their little son, Jack, our youngest ever person of the week, a miracle and a blessing. If you know somebody you think ought to be person of the week, let us know. EJ@KMBZ.com, Ellen@KMBZ.com. And you hear the person of the week Friday mornings, 5 to 10, on Kansas City's Morning News with Ellen and me on News 98.1 KMBZ.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.